can't hide anything from me right in between Thursday and Saturday. It's early in sports talk. It's football season. And we set our sights on the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Ah, yes, off a huge week for his service. Before we welcome Lee in, we're going to hit the rewind button, go back to 1 week ago, and his breakdown of Oregon hosting Nevada, who had been off that wild upset of Purdue. Let her rip.
Nevada gives up 519 yards, and it's a nice story. You know, Carson Strong is a little better than advertised. Feel good for the kicker, Talton. But bottom line here is welcome to reality. Welcome to Eugene. Ducks slap Nevada silly, 66-17.
Lee Sterling joins us. So quite the weekend, NFL and college. So you had the romps everybody was talking about for your people, sir.
Yeah, it happened to be the biggest game that I had released so far in the year. I couldn't tip my hand totally, but if you listen to the tone of my voice and you followed the score, my prediction, you probably had a pretty good idea. So, and they called off the dogs early, too.
Yeah, well, you know, 11 touchdowns is the limit. Then you got to pay overtime. So.
I like that.
That was great. So here we are. This is another big weekend. Some interesting matchups in the Pac-12. Lee, let's start in Seattle. Again, the Huskies can't solve Justin Wilcox and Cal. There was the lightning delay, a late field goal, and now the Dogs face Cole McDonald and some decent Hawaii firepower. UW in bounce back mode and they're laying it big, 21 against the Bows. How you see this one playing out?
Well, Washington has to really be upset. I just did not like their game plan last week, and you just got to give Cal credit. They may not have the most talent, but they play well together and don't beat themselves and play good defense. Washington needs to be disciplined on defense against Hawaii. If they do, they have the guys that can get past the Y front line on offense and create some pressure on McDonald. He's already thrown six interceptions. So the key is also to just ground and pound Hawaii's D. I mean, they've given up an average of 39 points per game the last nine games. You have some 8, 9, 10 play drives and beat them up. They'll get desperate if you get up by 14, 17 points. Washington's got to find themselves, and so far they haven't, but I like them here, 48-21. Different level of talent. I think it's like just a totally different level of talent. So.
Well, it should be.
not if you watch the Arizona game. But that's,
yeah,
Arizona,
that's actually
right?
A good point.
And that's, and their coach isn't very good at all either.
Tonight we get what I think could end up being a dandy. The trigger man in Mike Leach's offense is now Anthony Gordon, who has just gone huge their first two wins. They play the other Cougars, Houston, who've got a pretty stout quarterback in D. Eric King. They got outgunned by Oklahoma and then kind of put in cruise control, got past Prairie View A&M. Wazoo, -9 at the home of the Texans. What say you?
Yeah. Battle of the Cougars, right? Cougars will win?
unless I bet the game.
Yeah. you'll end in a push, right?
Of course.
Be a tie. I'm looking at this game, and Washington State looks great, but they haven't played anyone. Houston at least has played Oklahoma. The big problem for Houston's defense is their run defense. But Washington State rarely runs the football, so Washington State's D, I think they're going to have trouble here with the Houston quarterback, De'Eric King. He just he's got to run and throw. He's got to be – he can't be patient here. If he doesn't see anything, he's got to take off. And the Houston Cougars, 18-8 against the spread, run versus non-conference opponents. Cougs are also 3-0. Run here as a home underdog. I think Washington State wins the game 38-34, but give me the Cougs plus 9.
All righty. Yep. Talking the numbers with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, online ParamountSports.com, on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Last week, USC spotted Stanford a 17-3 lead and snapped out of it. Their freshman quarterback, Keydon Slovis, they just ran away, scored 42 of the last 45 points. This is a pretty intriguing road game. BYU is physical. Oddsmakers see this one pretty tight. The boys from Troy lay him 4. Man, what gives here?
You know, I just don't think BYU is afraid of facing top teams. Last 19 opponents, 6 were ranked. So BYU has already faced a much tougher defense in Utah this year. They lost that game because of the 3-0 turnover disadvantage. USC has Utah on deck, and you know, I look at Nebraska last week, and they gave up 24 fourth-quarter points to Colorado because I think they get tired. It was 5,000 feet. Altitude does something to these teams, and USC might be affected. Also, just can't pack Helton and his staff here. 8-21 against the spread run. Give me BYU outright, 27-26.
All righty. The seat warms in Troy. Speaking of, Stanford off that awful finish, now in your neck of the woods, in Orlando, taking on number 17 Central Florida, who scored 110 points winning their first two. They're averaging more than 300 running and passing. Cardinal hoping relief is on the way. David Shaw said KJ Costello will be back in there. UCF minus 7 in this one. Who are you liking here?
I mean, who scheduled this game for Stanford? I mean, this is they should be, I don't know, demoted, maybe repositioned in the staff, because they played opening week at home against Northwestern. I've seen a few over the years of these schedules, you know, by a team that's looking to pick up paychecks. But when you play Northwestern at home, that's a tough game. Then you got to go to USC travel and play on the road. And then on top of that, now you got to go cross country and play UCF, which has lost one game in 2.5 years. They even got to return home and play you guys next week. So they got problems. And here's the biggest problem for them here in this game. They're going to face a UCF team in an offense that likes to run plays quickly. When they practice against their own team, they practice against a team that huddles up, makes changes at the line of scrimmage. UCF, they snapped the ball in 12 to 14 seconds. They got a true freshman quarterback. Have you seen this true freshman, number 11, lefty Dylan Gabriel here?
Yeah, I have. I like him.
Yeah. From the cradle of quarterback, same high school as Tua in Hawaii. So I don't know what they're doing there lately, but they're certainly developing quarterbacks. And they got 4 running backs that are better than anything Stanford has. Line shot up from 7 to 9 points because both starting tackles for Stanford will not play in the game. Both inside linebackers will not play in the game. UCF has won by 7 points or more in 25 of the last 26 games. In fact, they've scored 30 or more points in 29 straight games. I think UCF boat races Stanford 48-24.
Yeah, that was a weird game on the schedule. I went and checked because normally you'd be like, well, they're probably going out to Stanford. They're not. It's just a standalone game out of nowhere. It's really odd. Couple final thoughts for Lee Sterling moving to the NFL. A matchup of the two teams who played for the NFC title in January. We know how that ended. Saints off that nutty finish to beat the Texans at the buzzer this past Monday night on your typical 58-yard field goal. LA escape with a 3-point win at Carolina. Vegas sees this one tight. Who dat? A 2-point road chalk. Who's got the edge here?
I think we're going to see a lot of points scored here. Defense is going to be optional. And, you know, you called it perfectly. The Rams are not the right side of the game against Carolina, but somehow they won the game, so give them credit. And what do we see with this team in New Orleans? They just don't start well. In fact, the last 6 years, they're 2-9 straight up, 1-10 under Sean Payton's tenure here the last 6 years, first two games of the season. So don't start off well. I think Todd Gurley starting to round his shape. Cooper Kupp is also. Both those guys are coming off injuries. Kupp, an ACL injury in November, and he's going to only get better. And when he was in there last year, I mean, they were a different team. So I think they'll trade points, but on and off surface, I think the right side here is you go with the Rams, 49-42.
All right, yeah, check your defense at the door.
It's optional, optional.
All right, finally. Well, we always give a local feel when you talk with us, plus the biggies on the national scene. But then you guys get real, and you find the edge, and you pick winners for your clients. Your game of the week, Steelers hoping to erase the misery of New England. They got Seattle coming in. Let the folks know, Lee, how to get that one from the Steel City and all your service has to offer.
Well, if they want to get involved with Paramount Sports, we're going to give them a free game tonight. We're going to give them Pittsburgh and Seattle. This is a great matchup on Sunday. Both teams 0-1. It's a must-win game. You don't want to start in the NFL 0-2. So you want to get that game for free? Just call right now, toll-free, 800-400-9741. And last week, our two big plays, 40 units on the Oregon Ducks. We also had them on a first half play, which I rarely play, a total of 60 units. For the Oregon Ducks play, and then a 35-unit play in the NFL on the Baltimore Ravens, 59-10 over Miami. Bound a college game that's, I think it's going to be maybe three touchdowns off the line. So you want to get this game, go right now, ParamountSports.com. You can purchase the game individually, just $97. We're 38-14 on these 40-to-50-unit plays over the last 11 seasons, documented. And if you want to get on board for 3 weeks from now through the end of September, actually, it goes to Monday, October 2nd. 3 weeks of plays, just $297, ParamountSports.com.
All right. Hey, Lee, always fun catching up, man. Have a great weekend. Look forward to catching up again on Friday.
Okay, sounds good. Take care.